Kelly, setting the bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, you know, we learn from an early age, you know, our parents say, you know, keep your hands to yourself, especially like if you're in a museum or someplace like a store and they don't want you touching things, right?
Yes, or your sister or brother. All of it applies.
Or your sister or brother, right.
Yes.
I don't think this lady got that memo. If you can manage to make it through the day without checking to see if it's really a balloon at a museum and breaking a piece of art worth thousands of dollars, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Have you ever seen the sculptures? It's by artist Jeff Koons, but it's balloon dog pieces that
balloon
he does.
Balloon dog.
Yeah, balloon dog pieces. They were on display in this Miami museum, right?
Are they made of, like, glass?
Well, they are.
Oh,
and this lady found out the hard way.
Oh, gosh!
When she was just wanting to check to see if it was a balloon or not.
Oh, I have that secondhand embarrassment.
I know.
For her.
And I guess the curator said, well, before I knew it, they were picking up the Jeff Koons pieces in a dustpan with a broom. A $42,000 accident.
Oh.
Good for everyone involved. The museum was insured.
Oh, great.
And
so they planned for things like that.
Right? They're like,
that's,
you know what?
Great.
There are going to be some idiots that walk in here going, hey, can I poke this?
Oh, that looks really nice. I want to touch that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? Kudos to Jeff, the artist who makes them so realistic that they look balloonish.
Right. Okay. Oh, wow. So it's great work.
I can't say, though, that I wouldn't have done the same thing.
Oh, it sounds 1,000% like something you'd do.
I probably would have walked in there and gone.
Yeah, and I'd be like going, bend. No, touching.
How are they keeping it within arm's distance of people, though?
You should probably put it behind glass or something.
Right, exactly.
Maybe rope it off at the very least and put a bigger sign that says, do not touch.
Yeah.
Thanks. Breakable. Expensive.
Yeah, so
do
again,
not touch.
If you can manage to make it through the day without checking to see if it's really a balloon and accidentally causing thousands of dollars worth of damage, you're doing okay.
I feel like subconsciously now, I'm thinking back, that's probably why I didn't take my kids to a lot of museums.
Yeah, that's gotta be it. Yeah, exactly. Can't trust them.